President Trump was recently sworn in as this nation's 45th president. Or was he? That question is not a debate about the new president, but a debate about an additional name to the list that would make the new commander the 46th chief. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
How many people have served as President of the United States? If it was up to the people of Clinton County, Missouri, perhaps we'd count one more.
They really want him to be listed as the president for a day, which that has not happened.
Local newspaper publisher Steve Tenen is speaking of David Rice Acheson. The local politician was Senator Pro Tem in 1849. On March 4th, newly elected President Zachary Taylor was sworn into office, but when the date fell on a Sunday, he refused the oath until the next day. Some said Senator Acheson was rightfully president for that one day, in between the terms of Polk and Taylor.
A bust of Dave Rice Acheson sits down in Jefferson City alongside of Harry Truman.
One newspaper account records Acheson was paid one day's wages for serving as president of the United States. It was a matter discussed at the time, whether Acheson was in fact president, but a matter Acheson himself seemed to dismiss. After all, he had much weightier issues to handle as a congressional leader.
You don't get to be president pro tem of the Senate by just, you know, hanging out. And this guy was obviously a smart guy. He was a statesman and obviously knew what he was doing in D.C.
Counties and towns are named for Acheson. His statue sits just outside the Clinton County Courthouse, along with a plaque that proclaims him as President of the United States for one day. In fact, his simple gravestone in the city cemetery says the same thing. President of the United States for one day.
Tourists come through or travelers and stuff like that. They'll stop here and stuff and they'll read the sign over here that we have and then they'll get their picture taken because it is very unique.
To debate whether he was or was not the president is to perhaps lose the point, but it's a story nonetheless that brings visitors to this town to connect with a president we may have never known had served. Traveling the Countryside, in Plattsburgh, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.